Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of Everyday Spirituality. I am your host, Marge Steinhig Fenelon. Very, very happy that you've chosen to join me for this podcast. I love being with you. I love talking with you and relating things to you and with you about our Catholic faith, and in particular about everyday spirituality, how to really live our Catholic faith. I don't mean just follow the precepts and the rules and the dogmas and so on, but I mean to live it, to have it alive in us and to be part of our daily life so that it's not an afterthought, not something we struggle for, but as natural to us as breathing. That's my goal here with everyday spirituality. Last episode, I promised you that I would be talking about Our Lady of Peace Shrine in Santa Clara, California, in this episode. And I will. Now you hear the jingling. Miss Daisy, my Lhasa Apso poodle mix, will not leave my side. And so those of you who don't like dogs, well, she's here. I hope she's a little quieter. If you love dogs, then you will totally understand where I'm coming from and the predicament I'm in when this little baby follows me around. And she's a baby in the sense of being rather dependent on me. Anyway, forget the jingling if you can. And let's get back to Our Lady of Peace Shrine in Santa Clara, California. I want to talk not just about the shrine, but I want to talk about peace. Not peace as in the absence of war. That's not the kind of peace I'm talking about here. I'm talking about lasting peace. I'm talking about inner peace. I'm talking about the peace that extends from one person to another, and by the grace of God, hopefully someday encompasses the entire world. And so I will give you some thoughts first on what is really lasting peace. What is that really? Real peace. Real peace begins in our hearts. It's not even so much our behavior that makes us peaceful or not. I know that might surprise you. We've got recently lots and lots of items in the news about people who are acting out not peacefully. I was just reading this morning about a California councilman who got into a brawl, a bloody brawl with some other politicians there during a meeting of some kind. I'm really paraphrasing the story, but the brawl was so bad that the guy got knocked unconscious and taken to the hospital. Okay, so we would say that's not a very peaceful person. You know, maybe not. But regardless of what was done exteriorly, okay, the punching and the kicking, and it apparently was not so great. It was pretty nasty. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about inside the heart. What goes on inside the heart? Because here's the thing. Whatever is happening inside of us is what happens outside of us eventually. But it starts inside. The lack of peace, I guess I could call it non-peace. That's not really a word, but I just made it up. Non-peace begins inside. That comes from inside our hearts. Well, how do we end up that way? How do we become unpeaceful, non-peace people? How do our hearts get that way? Well, the truth is that the root of our lack of peace is sin. It's sin. That's what it is. And even war, maybe I'll talk about that in a future podcast. Even war, the root cause is sin somewhere along the line. Sin at the very start, sin. Any lack of peace at the root of it, you will find sin. How in the world? You know, we've got this consequence of original sin. We all suffer from it, every human being, except for who? Our Blessed Mother Mary. She was pre-redeemed. In other words, she, as a human being, did need redemption, but God saw it such that, here, granted it, that she would be pre-redeemed, that she would have been redeemed before even being born. Hard to understand. I know it's a little complicated, but just take it at that face value. She was pre-redeemed. And that means that from the moment of her birth, she never suffered within herself the consequence of original sin. Now, she suffered the consequence of original sin in that of the behavior of others. Does that make sense to you? I hope so. Because we do too. Those around us, when they choose to act out of that consequence of original sin and to fall into sinfulness, thoughts and behaviors, well, we suffer. We suffer from that. And I'm sure, I know that she did. I know that our Blessed Mother suffered from the sinfulness of others because she watched her son being tortured and crucified. And the root of that was sin. So yes, she suffered. She suffered indeed. So how do we counter that? Because as Catholics, as Catholic Christians, our goal, of course, is what? To get to heaven and to become as holy as we possibly can. And you know, from listening to previous episodes, you know how much I love to look to our Blessed Mother Mary as an example. Because she lived a human life here on earth. And she dealt with the things that we deal with. So what would we learn from our Blessed Mother in terms of conquering the sin within ourselves? Because that's really what has to happen in order to become peaceful people, in order to achieve lasting peace. So there are two things that can be said about the Blessed Mother's spirit. I don't mean like Holy Spirit, her spirit or her way of thinking. What drove her? What motivated her? How did she always think? Every action, response, everything, thought, word, deed. Two things. To expect everything from God and to prepare everything for God. That was her way of thinking, always. Mary's way of thinking, to expect everything from God and to prepare everything for God. So we prepare as in the sense of being ready to offer back to God ourselves, our family, our parish, our diocese, even our workplace, everyone we meet, everyone we work with or relate to or are surrounded by, we prepare for God. So what does this entail? What does this mean? Well, what we need to do is embark on a relentless struggle against sin. A relentless struggle against sin in our lives, our own lives, our family, our workplace, in the people we meet, in our societies, in our parish. Every time we encounter sin, we come as an instrument of the one who crushes the serpent. We are Mary's instruments, the one who crushes the serpent. Who's the serpent? The devil. We need to remove him from our lives. You see, when water doesn't find an obstacle, it continues to flow. Grace flows like water from our Lord, from Our Lady's hands and heart. The obstacle to the stream of grace, the obstacle to the Holy Spirit and His activity, the obstacle to the gifts God wants to give us is sin. For sin stops, it's the obstacle to that flow of grace. The one obstacle for God is sin. It stops His grace from flowing. Likewise, There's only one obstacle for peace in our hearts, and that's sin. You see that? There's only one obstacle for peace in our family, and that's sin. There's only one obstacle for peace at the office, and that's sin. For peace in the parish, and that's sin. In our counties, our states, our country, that's sin. So, what are we going to do about that, my friends? What are we going to do about that obstacle to peace? What we need to do is discover, to look intently and frankly at ourselves. And we need to ask ourselves, what is my main fault? What's the defect of my character? Where do I consistently fall? What are the sins by which I disturb peace? Peace in my own soul or my family, and so on. You see, we always have to begin with ourselves first. We have to begin with ourselves first. It does no good to be pointing at fingers and worrying about other people's sins when we've got sin in our own heart, when sin is blocking the grace from flowing into our hearts and souls. We always have to look at ourselves first. And so, how do you do that? Where do you begin? What we must do then is to turn to the Blessed Mother. And I've said this many times, because of her closeness to Jesus, Mary knows us better than we know ourselves. Isn't it remarkable? She knows us better than we know ourselves. You know, they say, you know, moms have eyes at the back of their head and they always catch their kids. And so, well, that's Mary's kind of like a human mom on steroids in terms of eyes and back of the head. She knows us. She knows everything about us. She knows everything we're doing, everything we're thinking, everything we wish we had done or had not done. You see, she knows us better than ourselves. So to destroy sin within us, to eradicate that plague that bars us from true peace, we need to turn to our Blessed Mother and pray, ask her for an honest and clear recognition of our faults. That's not easy. That's not easy because it might not be the beautiful picture we hope to see. But we need to ask her what faults do we need to work on? Ask her to show you your heart and soul the way God sees it. Isn't that amazing? Ask her to help you to pinpoint the problem or problems that lead you into sin and keep you from lasting peace. You see, if you do that with sincerity, our Blessed Mother will help you to pinpoint exactly where the evil one is at work in your life. Now, of course, it isn't our tendency, I think. Let me phrase it a little bit differently. Our tendency would be to say, okay, I'm not going to sin anymore. And that would be a good goal, but it's not a practical resolution. Do you know what I mean by that? Let me explain. The goal, of course, is to get to heaven. All right. But we are human and fragile and frail in terms of our stamina most of the time in fighting sin. If we just say, I'm not going to sin anymore, that's going to be so overwhelming that before long, we're just going to fall. So in this prayer time with our Blessed Mother, as she shows you what it is you need to work on, ask her one more question. Ask her, Mother, what do I need to work on first? What is the most harmful right now? What is the sin, the character flaw that most often leads me to sin? You see, that's where you start. One at a time. Find it, pinpoint it, and then come up with a resolution to be carried out daily, to be renewed daily, that will counter that flaw. One at a time. Start with that one, whatever it is. So maybe it's jumping to conclusions. I think we all have done it. And I think we all have gotten into some really tough and non-peaceful situations from drawing conclusions that aren't real. So maybe it's that, jumping to conclusions. So work on, if that's yours, if that were yours, let's just say it was yours, or mine for that matter, to just say, I'm not going to do that anymore. That's not going to work. But to say each day, I'll begin with a prayer for help from our Blessed Mother. And each time I find myself tempted to or jumping to a conclusion, I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to me what's really going on. Renew that every day. And by, you will improve, and that sin of jumping to conclusions, or the bad habit of jumping to conclusions, will eventually just fade away. It may come back here and there down the line, but it won't be nearly as bad. It won't be a habitual fault. It won't be constantly disturbing your peace or the peace of others. It will be a minor thing because you'll have, with the grace of God, with the help of our Blessed Mother, you will have conquered that. You see how that works? It's a beautiful, beautiful process. I've learned this through my spirituality, my formation with the apostolic movement of Schoenstatt. But it's not just for me. It's not just for people who belong to this movement. It's for everyone. This is a very common thing, this idea of examination of conscience and making resolutions for spiritual growth. This is throughout the church. This is my little way of tackling this, and I think it's a good way, and I think it's worth sharing with you and encouraging you to use in your life as well. One little thing at a time. You see, think about that. If you're steeped in sin, well, let me, you know what? I'm going to reverse this. Say everything seems to be going wrong in your life, and you're grumpy all the time or you're fearful all the time. Now, I'm not talking about clinical anxiety. All right. I know people who suffer from that. That's not what I'm talking about. All right. Fearful or, you know, suspicious of people or all of those things that mess with your head and your ability to really have peace. Where do you go with that? See, those things will fade away when you resolve little by little to conquer that. But you know where the source of your strength will be for conquering sin, for ridding yourself of sin, for finding lasting peace. Mary's the instrument that shows us the way. But who is the way? The way, the truth, and the life is Jesus Christ. You see, Mary's only reason for existing is her son, Jesus. Is that amazing? It's just awesome. It's the only reason for her existence. So from our time with Mary, examining ourselves and trying to figure out, where is it? What do I have to work on? How do I go about this? Ask her to help you find a resolution. Then we turn to her son. Then we turn to her son. And that's what brings me. That's what brings me to Our Lady of Peace Shrine in Santa Clara, California. I bet you were wondering if I was going to get back to that, weren't you? No, I had this in mind because that shrine is phenomenal for a couple of reasons. So I visited it when I was working on my book, My Queen, My Mother, A Living Novena. It's actually the last stop in the Living Novena. And the remarkable thing geographically about Our Lady of Peace Shrine is that it's right smack dab in the center of Silicon Valley. So here is this beautiful shrine in the middle of all of these huge companies, Silicon, you know, the Silicon trailblazers and manufacturers, all those guys. I'm not going to name company names, but you know who I'm talking about. Okay, so the shrine itself, there's a parish there, Our Lady of Peace Parish, Catholic Parish. But the shrine is based on, it is constructed around, maybe that's a better way to put it, a statue of Our Blessed Mother made of stainless steel. It sounds cold, but it's not. It's beautiful. Oh, she is really something else to look at. And her face and her eyes, oh, goodness gracious. It's not just a little statue. It's not just a life-size statue. This statue of Mary is three stories high. Three stories high. She's a big girl and beautiful, just beautiful. But there she is. There she is in the middle of Silicon Valley. And I hope you look it up. Go to my website, please, marchfenelon.com. I have pictures. Just put in the little search bracket, Our Lady of Peace Shrine. And it will come up for you. I've written about it. I've posted pictures about it. But there she is in the middle of Silicon Valley, this three-story high, gorgeous image of Our Blessed Mother. It was dedicated, the statue, in 1983. It's one of the newer shrines in my novena, my living novena. That's probably why I started with 18, because so many of them were founded in 1800s. Our Lady of Peace Shrine with this three-story high statue. And when you look at the Blessed Mother, what you see is her gentleness, and you see profound hope in her eyes, and she's gesturing such that she's beckoning her children to come forward, to come to her. But it's not really her. She's not beckoning her children to herself. She's beckoning them to her son. To her son. Our Lady of Peace is beckoning her children to come to her son, because the parish, the church is open 24/7, 365 days a year. It never closes. It never closes. It's awesome. And what's going on inside there? What's going on is Eucharistic adoration round the clock. What's going on is several masses a day and more on the weekends. What's going on there is a constant stream of people day and night who go there, stand at the foot of this beautiful statue of our Blessed Mother and greet her. Sometimes I've seen it. Sometimes folks would just fall to their knees. I even saw one man who fell to his knees, but then lowered himself straight flat on his face and lay there. They're coming to plead our Blessed Mother for peace. They're looking for peace. They're praying for all of the things that you and I just talked about in this podcast. They're putting all of their cares at her feet. And where do they go from there? They go to kneel before her son in the real presence, or to receive him in the Eucharist. And the biggest part of this ministry, and I saved the best for last, I think, in terms of this podcast, confessions throughout the day and night. Now, the confessions aren't 24/7, but they're multiple times a day. Multiple times a day. And the people come. They come to unload their sin so that they can find peace. That's what they're there for. It's so beautiful. And it is so attractive and overwhelming, the beauty of it. You see, because as we continue that struggle against sin in our lives, our strength will come from Sacrament of Reconciliation and from the Holy Eucharist. That is where our strength will come from. Mary will offer us the guidance and the insight, but our Lord, He offers us the strength. That is what I carry in my heart from that beautiful place in Santa Clara, California, Our Lady of Peace Shrine. But you don't have to go all the way to California for that. It'd be nice if you did. If you're in the area, please stop by. If you can make a road trip, a big trip, a vacation, go see it. But look, our parishes have Holy Mass. Our parishes have the sacrament of reconciliation. I've yet to encounter a Catholic parish that didn't have at least one statue or even a picture of our Blessed Mother that you could sit before or kneel before to ask her help and guidance. And most Catholic parishes have Eucharistic adoration at some time and in some form. If it's not your parish, there's going to be at least one parish in your diocese or archdiocese. And in the far out chance there is no Eucharistic adoration, you know what you can do? The tabernacle. And I know it's not common for churches to be kept open around the clock. It used to be, maybe long before you and I were born, it feels like. But he's still in the tabernacle there. And you can adore him in the tabernacle. Again, if it's not your parish that is open, there will be a place in your diocese. Just do a search. And even if there isn't, guess what, my friends? You can adore him right in your heart. Just make an act of contrition and make a spiritual communion. And all that is asking our Lord to come in his presence within you. It's not the same as receiving the Holy Eucharist, but he is there. He will come. You can make a spiritual communion. Oh, Jesus, I can't receive actual communion right now. Oh, please come and allow me to receive you in a spiritual communion. See how easy that is? And adore him. And then firmly resolve to, with absolute vigor, carry on that struggle to rid yourself of sin. And our Blessed Mother will guide the way. So, peace. That's peace. That's the peace we long for. You can write about peace all you want. You can read about it all you want. But the real peace is found in our hearts when we are in the state of grace. That's real peace. So my friends, our time's up and I'd like to hear back from you. So please do let me know your thoughts or comments, questions at margefenelin.com. Look me up on Facebook, Marge Steinhage Fenelin. Marge Steinhage Fenelin, that's my Facebook page. At Twitter, I'm Marge Steinfen. Marge Steinfen, and also on Instagram, Marge Steinfen. Follow me. Like this podcast, please. I would appreciate that very much. And please share it. Share the link. Please let others know about everyday spirituality. I'd like to reach as many hearts as I possibly can. That's always my calling, is to lead hearts to our Blessed Mother, one person at a time. So, God be with you, my friends. God bless you, and Mary protect you. Until later, bye.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.